Rudy for a start.
He has a hamstring strain, so he will not be involved this weekend. And we have Tish Bola and Bennett, who will not be available for the weekend. Everybody else is good to go.
How are you going to adapt to life without Rudy? Because it kind of affects the way you play, because Libor maybe is not up to match fitness at the moment, and certainly noticeable at Derby that Rudy said wasn't there when he got injured.
Yes, but I think we had a little period where we needed to like adjust our play a little bit, but I think we got into it quite quick, obviously. Without playing a target striker like Rudy's, we'll have to adapt a little bit and obviously play slightly different, but a lot of the principles of our play will remain the same.
Mm-hmm. And you brought in Mile Jedinak as well. Again, is that a player that you see fitting into the system you're playing, or is this work in progress, i.e. the system might change because of the way the players you're playing?
No, I think it fits very nicely in our system, the way we want to play. I think he will adapt very quickly to it. It's nothing new to him anyway.
And he's another leader.
Well, he was captain for many years at Palace. He's captain of his national side as well. He's vocal on the pitch as well, so certainly helps the rest of the team as well.
Mm-hmm. When you look back over the recent games, and I include the couple of feet at Luton, there's been an awful lot of bad luck sometimes that you've been dogged by, and obviously some of the results are not what you wanted. How much of the luck has been a factor, and how much of the stuff is that still we need to work on?
I think there's a degree of improvement within our team. And certainly I think that we probably deserve to have a couple of points more than we have, considering the performance that we put in the games. I think we hit overall now crossbars and posts four times in total, clearances off the line. But you need to persevere and earn your luck as well. So we just have to keep knocking on the door, and I believe that sooner or later I hope that they will go in rather than bounce off the post and go out or somewhere else.
But the other thing that you must be pleased with, both at Villa Park against Huddersfield and away at Derby, is the way that you start the games. You kind of almost immediately establish your authority.
Yeah, I think you can see a progress from the first game to the last games, that there has been a progress in our play, the progress we act as a team, we move as a team. I think our organization is getting better, but what we've done in the past doesn't count anymore. Your next game is always a new test for every individual and us as a team, so we'll have to show on Saturday again that we are on the right track and we are making progress and that we are improving as a team and try and deserve that luck that maybe we didn't have in the previous games.
Because you get the feeling looking at Villa is that the win is coming at the moment. That little bit of luck won't carry on being against you for the rest of the season, surely not, but it's coming. Did you get that?
I said previously that I'm confident in the team because I can see every day how we work and how committed the players are on the training pitch to put things right and try to improve our play. So you hope that over the term of the season that the luck somehow balances itself out. Now I wouldn't mind to have a bad game and make a 1-0, which would help sometimes as well ultimately. So, but our aim is to, as I said, is to try and dominate the games and try and win games ultimately.
Just finally for me, when you go away and, like I say, you started really well at Derby, do you approach the game the same as if it was at Villa Park, or is it slightly different in any way?
No, pretty much. We go into the games trying to win the games, and whether it's a home or away, you have to take into consideration, obviously, every opposition has good players and quality players in the team, and they might be, on top of you for a certain period of the game, every opposition. So there are times during the game where we know we'll have to, defend and just make sure that the opposition doesn't create any chances or not too many chances. And there will be the times where we'll be, in charge of the game, and then that's the time when you have to really try and exploit the dominance that you have in the game and make it count.
There's always a physical battle to be won in any game, and I'm looking at the squad you're building, and there's a physicality you're bringing in as well as ability.
Yeah, I mean, we all know that the Championship is a very physical league. First and foremost, you need to compete physically, mentally as well, because, you know, to play every 3 days, you need to be able to charge yourself up for all the games. But I think in terms of our physical condition, I think we're okay. There's still a few players that obviously are a little bit behind because, you know, they didn't have a proper pre-season or haven't worked with us for a period of time. But I think generally the team is in good health, and we have to compete every game. So we need to compete first and foremost, and then hopefully our quality will show.
Earn the right to play is what you're saying.
Absolutely, yes. In every game, it doesn't matter what the opposition's name is, you need to earn that right.
You've brought in Mile Jedinek. Great, so love to watch him play. Everything about a player you'd want. Tell us, what do you think he's going to bring to your team? What do you expect him to bring?
Well, we know the qualities that he has as a player, so we'll expect him to bring the quality. We'll expect him to have a positive influence on the team. He has obviously well-known leadership qualities, and hopefully can help some of our younger players as well that are within our team, because we have some very good young talented players as well, to grow and develop to become better players.
No team can get by on ability alone. It's all about balance, and it looks like you're slowly getting towards the balance of the team being right.
Yeah, I think we are improving, but we're not quite there yet. Mm-hmm. I think there's still room for improvement there. We do, for large periods of the game, we do have a good balance. But I think we're looking to extend it to the overall game for 90 minutes. But I think working, you know, with the group over time, I think we will be able to reach that goal.
Do you still expect more movement in and out here before the window closes?
Well, as you know, until the transfer window is still open, there's always going to be some movement. So I think we're still expecting to do something in the market, whether it's in or out.
Almost sounding a bit like mind your own business then, just a little bit.
I wasn't rude.
the opposition at the weekend, the one thing Villa will find this year, and you've been around too long not to know, is you're going to be a real big scalp for a lot of teams.
Yeah, absolutely. You can see that any game that we go into, it's a game where the opposition thinks, okay, this is the game of the season, or one of the games of the season, obviously, and they will always try a little bit harder against us. We can see, but we'll have to deal with that. We know that, and we'll have to deal with that. And it's something that it's a mental approach to the game, not anything else.
You mentioned ability a couple of times and physicality. Very few people ever talk about it. The mental strength part of the game as well, which is vital, it sounds, from your point of view.
Yeah, I think we have large room of improvement there. We're still obviously talking and trying to move on from the past and looking to the future, and you know, it's a daily approach to the mental side of it, and trying to get the confidence into the players to be able to perform at the highest level. But I think, you know, it will come with time. I'm sure and I'm confident of that we will reach our target, our goals with that mindset.
Just finally, the window, when it closes, that'd be great for you, because you're trying to focus on improving players, getting the team ready for games, and you've got all this going on. So I suppose then you can really settle down.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, a lot of managers will be happy when the transfer window closes, including myself. It's a very busy time. There's a lot going on, especially at our club. There's a lot going on. You know, it's not quite as settled as you would like. But it's much better than it was 8 weeks ago, Tom, I can tell you that. You know, the feeling that we have, it's much better, and we are going in the right direction. And it will take time. You know, I'm under no illusion that we'll find a solution, this weekend or in 2 weeks' time. But it's a long season, and we'll just have to make sure that we are competitive. And, you know, over time, I am confident that we will get to where we want to go and be a really, really good team.